I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? Another week has flown by, and it's time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Stack of records sitting right here waiting for me to play them, so I should probably get to work on that. Still battling the cold I had last week to some extent, so bear with the weird-sounding voice again this week, but I'm getting better. I'm improved considerably since a week ago, so that's the good news. Let's get things rolling with the Jolly Brothers Band. It's the Polkaville Polka. See, I feel like I'm in Polkaville, wherever that may be, because that's the Polkaville Polka, and that's the Jolly Brothers Band, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week, still battling the cold. You could probably tell in my voice, and they tell you in radio school, never tell people that, and they probably won't notice. But you know, I like being upfront about things, so that's the way it is, all right? I felt like Howard Cosell, and that's the way it is. Or was that somebody else? Was that Walter Cronkite? I don't remember. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins over here on the other turntable. Here's old Pappy time.
Stealing constantly.
time. That's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Always looking for a good Cousin Fuzzy record. They're always so darn entertaining. Anyway, there you go. The show is on Too Far to Turn Back now. We're two records in. Ah, still dealing with this cold. It's torquing me off. And we had cold weather this week. We were down to like in the 20s. There was frost. People were scraping car windshields. Jeez, I tell you. Don't like it, but we're going to get stuck with it, you know, every year. So, hey, as long as I'm yapping, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Superior, Wisconsin is a place. And, you know, you can still visit them. They don't stop just because weather's getting colder. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day today, though. But, yeah, they've got the World of Accordions Museum there in Superior, Wisconsin. Over 1,400 accordions and related stuff on display for your perusal. And along with that, all their research materials and resources and the gift shop and the accordion repair and technician school. All sorts of stuff. Amazing place to visit. Take a look at the beautiful concert hall. You can see some of this if you look at their website at worldofaccordions.org. And, you know, if you have the chance, you want to see it in person. Find out more. Visit their website, okay? Worldofaccordions.org. That'd be a great name to name your kid. Hi, I'd like you to meet my daughter, .org. I don't know. Anyway, check them out. World of Accordions Museum. Marion Lush and the Musical Stars, of course. It's the Young Girl Polka.
Jakbyś miała rozum i do ludzi zdanie, to byś mnie kochała za same śpiewanie. Kochała jednego, nic się jej nie stało, lepiej kochać się tym, bo je jeden mało. Włosy się jej kręcą, oczka się jej śmieją, chłopcy ją kochają i za nią latają. A laleczka młoda wszystkich chłopców chciała, a ja sam tu siedzę, tylko o niej myślę. Ona się cieszy, niech se potańcuje, a ja będę czekał, jak powróci do mnie. Tak długo czekałem, teraz się wróciła, ja się z nią ożywię, teraz ona moja.
Marion Lush, all the musical stars, Young Girl Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing anyway, huh? This happens every week, by the way. Take note, write it down, be here again next time, because, yeah, I'll have a different stack of records. If you have a request, dedication, comment, question, whatever, you have many ways to contact the Oompa Hour here. You can, by using your phone, smartphone or regular phone, you could use a phone with a dial in it that's been bolted to the wall in your kitchen since 1952, if you want to, because you could call area code 218-259-2985, and a very welcoming and confusing voice will answer, which is that of my daughter, and it will go beep, and you can leave a message from any kind of phone in the world that still makes calls. Now, you could also, if you had a smartphone, or even a reasonably smartphone, you could call that same number, 218-259-2985, and you could leave, you could send a text to that same number. Not from your dial phone. That would be silly. But you could send a text to 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@AOL.com. That is always an option. Or you can try to send a message on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. But I don't read those as often as the other stuff. So allow plenty of lead time if you're looking for a request. Plus, my records are not very well organized. So if you request something, it might take me a month to find it. But I'll do my best, all right? Here's the Harold Steinbach Orchestra and Margot's Oberic. The Harold Steinbach Orchestra there. That's Margot's Oberic. It didn't really feel all that Oberic-y to me. But I usually play the other side, which is the If You've Got the Coffee Polka, which is a great name for a song, but it's an instrumental. So they could have named it, you know, My Tractor is Broken, and it would have been just as applicable. That's the thing with instrumentals. Any title works. You just make stuff up. You know, The Grass is Purple Instrumental Polka. It could be, it doesn't have to make any sense at all. But, you know, it does make sense, and that's the Langer Sisters, especially when you team them up with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, and the If You Leave Me Polka.
When I left you, I was all so sad and lonely. and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you.
There's the Langer Sisters, along with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. If You Leave Me Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, you know, I always said we were on, we were on 28 radio stations around the country. And it turns out it's actually 29, because it was a radio station I didn't know was carrying us. So I feel like that was like an added little benefit, you know what I mean? Because I'm not picky. So 29 stations. Still waiting to get somebody in Canada so I could tell them we went international. But it hasn't happened yet. But we're trying, darn it. All right, you know, I mentioned that it got cold this week. We got down to, you know, in the 20s. Things got frosty. And my daughter is like, hey, please come over and start my furnace. Because she lives in an old place with an old style furnace where the pilot light runs all the time, which is no big deal. It doesn't cost a lot of money to run a little pilot light year round. But the problem is that the pilot light heats up the plenum in the furnace and then it blows out hot air, even in the middle of the summer on a 90 degree, summer day, because it doesn't know it's hot. It's not the pilot light's not controlled by the thermostat, but the pilot light burns good enough to heat up the plenum, and then the plenum goes, oh, it's hot, time to blow out the hot air, and it blows burning hot furnace air into your house when it's 90 degrees and the air conditioner's on. So we turned it off during the summer, and then she's like, hey, start up my furnace. It's getting chilly in here. I usually hold off till October 15th, but I gave in, and I went over there, and again, it's an older place. And I think the furnace it's got to be, let's see, I think it was put in 78. So how old is that? Darn near 50 years, right? Getting close. I couldn't get that thing to run to save my life. Pilot light would finally light, but it wouldn't stay lit after you know, there's a procedure, and I've done it for years, so I know how to do it, but it wouldn't stay lit. You turn it to stay lit, and you let go of the little button that you use to light it, and it would just, pfft. So I had to call a furnace guy. The furnace guy came, and he was like, oh, this is actually an oil furnace that somebody converted to a natural gas furnace 1,000 years ago. And it's put together with all kinds of screwy parts. And everything, of course, is well seized together because it's never hasn't been taken apart in 50 years. And after an hour and a half, he decided, yeah, this thing's toast. This thing is shot. I mean, even if we could get it to run, he said, you would save so much money with a more efficient furnace because this thing's 50 years old. And yeah, he's showing me all the crumbly old falling apart parts from inside. And I'm like, well, okay, we better get a new furnace in this sucker. Now, the last time I bought a new furnace was 6 years ago in another place that we own. And we had to put it, and I'm not kidding you now, and I'm getting into numbers. I'm crunching the numbers. And the place installed a brand new Heil furnace, which I don't know anything about, but it's a name brand with a good warranty. And the total cost to install this furnace, taxes, installation, and they hauled out two old ones that were huge from the 50s, was $1,500 from an actual furnace place. $1,500 cash out the door installed furnace. And this guy's like, well, if we get the not efficient one, they're $3,500. But he says then we're gonna have to redo the chimney because your chimney isn't compatible with the new furnace. Well, the chimney goes through two roofs. It's a long story, but it would be extraordinarily expensive labor wise to deal with the chimney situation. And he says, or, you know, if you went with the higher efficiency, we just shove a couple of PVC pipes up inside your old chimney and you're good to go. So that's an extra grand, but he's like, but you would save almost that much on labor costs having the guys do the chimney to work with the cheaper furnace. Oh, blah, blah, blah. So bottom line is we're looking at a $4,500 furnace, and I don't know if that counts installation, but how a furnace has gone up $3,000 in 6 years, that's what I want to know. And I mean, we've been using the same furnace heater guys for years, so I don't know. That's the adventure we have going on up here in northern Minnesota. And you got to stay on it because it's going to be 30 below in another 6 weeks. So we got to be ready for it. So there's no diddling around here. So that's what we're doing up here this week, just in case you're wondering. We're going to have a 78 in the show this week. It's probably going to be the Six Fat Dutchman because I got a bunch of Six Fat Dutchman 78s sitting here. We got to get a waltz in too. So we'll see how that goes. Right now it's Eddie and the Slovenes. This is On the Mountain. There you go with Eddie and the Slovenes on the Mountain Polka and Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, this next record, I almost always play the Freckle Face Polka, which is on the other side of the record, almost every time. And the reason is because the other side, which is the side I'm going to play, is the Beer Barrel Polka. And I always think, oh, we've all heard the Beer Barrel Polka a billion times. I'm not playing that again. And so I play the Freckle Face Polka. But I decided to stir it up this week and play the Beer Barrel Polka. Darn it. And here's the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band from Del Mar, California. Raspberry Reynolds there, and the Beer Barrel Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's go to the Ampleaires and the Lucky Seven Polka. All right, there you go. That is the Ample Airs Orchestra. That's the Lucky Seven Polka. And you caught your disc jockey here in the middle of cleaning a record because I'm getting ready for our 78 of the week. I have the Six Fat Dutchman doing the Linda Polka here on a nice RCA 78. And I take it out of the sleeve and it's like covered in a layer of, I don't even know what this is, some kind of sticky material. Like it's like somebody sprayed it with, I don't know, oil or something. And after sitting here for 100 years, it got sticky as heck. And I've had this problem with a couple other records. And I've just gone ahead and played them and said, well, that's the way it is. But I got to thinking, I wonder if that cleans off. Because I never have, you know, the right stuff for cleaning it here in the studio. But I happen to have a little cloth and a bottle of record cleaning fluid. Vintage record cleaning fluid. You can't even buy the real stuff anymore. I got a bottle of, what is this called here? I've had it, been using the same stuff for 1,000 years. Like 40 years ago, I bought like 2 cases of this stuff. It's Fanstat, anti-static record cleaning fluid. Cleans, safe, powerful, detergent action. Oh, you can tell I'm reading the small print. De-staticizes. Is that even a word? It de-staticizes with magical cure Q88 liquid. Non-ionic action. Hang on. Removes and inhibits static charges to keep records clean. Lubricates film, cushions the needle. Oh, good. Cushions needle pressure, reduces record and needle wear. 4 fluid ounces from the Fansteel Corporation. I bought 1 million needles from Fansteel over the years. But I sprayed it on the record and I cleaned it off with this washcloth here, or this little buffing cloth. And compared to the other side, it's 1 billion times better. So we're going to hear that sucker play here in just a few minutes. We're going to hear the Linda Polka from the Six Fat Dutchman off of this freshly cleaned 78. Oh, that is so much better. But first, we're going to hear the Export Polka from the Don Joe Polka Champs. I noticed, I don't know if that's a real name, but it could have been the John Doe Polka Champs, but it's the Don Joe Polka Champs. And I always wonder, did they do that on purpose, or did it just work out funny that way? Anyway, well, you're listening to this one. I'm going to get the other turntable switched over for playing this 78 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Thank you. There you go. That is the Donjo Polka Champs doing the Export Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now we're about ready to roll this week's 78, Six Fat Dutchman over here on turntable number one. I was just reading this bottle of record cleaner. And I advise you that if you're looking for record cleaner and you're hearing me talking about this, and I'm talking about the Fanstat record cleaning flush, it said, or fluid, anti-static, and all that. I found some online, and I ordered some a couple of years ago, and it is not the same. This stuff I bought in like 1979. I really did. I bought like two cases of it, and I've still got a few bottles left. It's pollution-free with a spray applicator. Hold record and bottle a foot apart and spray lightly to dampen the surface. Wipe promptly with clean, soft cotton cloth. Then it says, do not soak record or allow solution to dry on it. Should this occur, Fanstat can be completely removed from the surface by washing record in lukewarm water using a mild dishwashing detergent. I prefer to wash records in the sink with a little squirt of Dawn or Gain or one of the ones that doesn't have extra crap in it with hot water. And because it works fantastic. People that tell you that you shouldn't do that are crazy. Although it can damage the label. You wouldn't do it with like a rare $5,000 collector record or something. But for regular everyday records, you just want it to sound good. It works perfect. And then it says the active ingredients are quaternary ammonium detergent and emulsified silicone. For deluxe treatment, dry with the Fanstat record cloth. I used to have a bunch of those too, but I used them all up. Anyway, now you can listen to your de-staticized Six Fat Dutchman 78. Are you ready? It sounds really good, let me tell you. Here's the Linda Polka. That's pretty good sound at 78 after using the magic record cleaning fluid on it, right? There's the Six Fat Dutchman, the Linda Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I have Neil Hefty in the orchestra next. Funny thing about Neil Hefty in the orchestra is Neil Hefty is the orchestra that performed the Batman theme for the Batman TV show back in 1966. I even have the record, Neil Hefty Batman theme. But in this particular instance, it's Neil Hefti and his orchestra doing the Baby Doll Polka. And it says under Neil Hefti and his orchestra in parentheses, it says, the band with a sweet beat. Ah, let's find out. There you go. Did that sound like the band with the sweet beat to you? I think so. Neil Hefti in the orchestra. Baby Doll Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. See, they could do the Batman polka or the Batman theme. there is a Batman polka, though. I'm trying to remember who does it. I have the 45. It's somewhere on that shelf. Somewhere in that 4 feet of 45s lined up on that shelf. It'd only take me about 3 weeks to find it. All right, let's do a waltz. We always try to get at least one waltz into every show, and it's about time we did it in this week's show. We have Big Daddy Lakowski here and the ever-popular Ranger Waltz. Dancers? Thank you. All right, there you go. That's Big Daddy Lukowski's band there doing the Ranger Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, oh, man, time is flying by. I don't know what the heck is going on here. We're going to do this, then we're going to be back with the Clevelanders Orchestra.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Alrighty, I promised you the Clevelanders Orchestra. Here they are with Hey, Mr. Nemo. Mr. Nemo, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Right away, I feel like I'm quoting Peter Lorre, right? Is that right? I think so. Anyway, that's the Clevelanders Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. All this nonsense happens every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening, on many fine radio stations and podcasts and streams and webcasts and pretty much anything that can generate sound could have polka music coming out of it at any given day. So there you go. Gives the world a little much-needed variety. That's what I think. There's Don Peachy and his orchestra. There's no beer today.
guitar. All I had left was a dollar. We stopped into a bar just to have a little drink, and you could hear the bartender holler.
All right, there you go. Don Peachy and the orchestra, No Beer Today. Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's wrap things up with a ridiculous Lil Wally record, shall we? I haven't played this in 100 years, and this record's probably, I don't know, 60, 70 years old. Man, I forgot about this one. It's not really a polka, but yeah, you'd still dance to it. This is an old Lil Wally record from the early days of JJ Records. I'll Never Do It Again.
Stop, don't look, just listen. I'll never do it again. When it is 6 a.m., it's breakfast time again. I cook and wash dishes while my wife sleeps till 10. After a hard day's work, it's supper time again. My wife, she's not at home, so I must cook again. Buddy, buddy, it's not funny, wish I was single again. Back at night, she always starts a fight. Wish I had used my head, told her go fly a kite. Buddy, buddy, it's not funny, wish I was single again.
There you go, Lil Wally and the boys there. I'll Never Do It Again here at Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, man. Played that record for a long, long time. And the old clock on the wall says, speaking a long, long time. We're about out of it here. So put the lid on it for another week. Start rounding up another stack of records for a week from now. And I'll see you then, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tamzumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.